So the case, new sefer I picked up over the summer, Emek HaMishpat. Okay, Reuven lived underneath Shimon, and Shimon's pipe started leaking, and it ruined Reuven's kitchen cabinets, and ruined the plaster on the walls, and now Reuven is claiming from Shimon damages from his pipes. Well, let's assume that, let's say a plush case, like in Eretz Yisrael, this talking, they each had that dira, or in America they have condominiums. Let's say that they own the house. If it's talking about furniture, so then it won't make a difference. I own the furniture, even if I'm renting. But we'll assume that they own it. So Reuven is on bottom, Shimon's on top, Shimon's pipe leaked, and ruined Reuven's possessions. Okay, so what's halacha? And then he has a second shaila. What happens if Shimon, that Reuven isn't living there himself, Reuven is renting it to a third party, and because of this water damage, he lost his rent because the person doesn't want to pay, and then he left, and he can't rent out his apartment because of the water damage from upstairs. So what's the halacha? So the Emek HaMishpat says very simply, the halacha is that if your property damages without you knowing about it, so that's an anus. You're an anus. Your property damage, you didn't know about it, you're an anus, and you're certainly pater. But you can't be chayiv for something you didn't know about. We have a rule that adam mu'ad li'olam. If you yourself damage, we spoke a few shiurim, that if you yourself damage, so then the halacha is adam mu'ad li'olam, whether it's be'onus be'ratzon, be'shogig be'mezid, unless it's an onus gomor. Right? But here it's not an adam ma'azig. If it's your property that damage, he says that what damages your water, right? As soon as the water enters your house, it goes past the meter, now you own that water. So the water is your property. Your water went and damaged that without you knowing about it. So that's mamun hamazik, without your knowledge, and you're certainly patur for that. Like if your tree in the backyard falls down when you're not around, you didn't know it was going to fall down, it just falls down and lands on someone's windshield. You're potter. You have no way of knowing. Right? It's not American to think that way, I think. Because what's the svara? And I was thinking, like, why is it that to us it's a halacha and to Americans they wouldn't go for that? It's your property. You damage me. Right? What's the svara? Why should you be potter if it's an honest, if your property damaged by honest? Right? And whose fault is it according to us? Right, it's Hashem. If my property damaged without any negligence of my own, it's Hashem, it's Min HaShemayim that it happened. So we who believe things Min HaShemayim, we could say it's Min HaShemayim that my property damaged without me knowing about it. I'm not responsible. And the Divrei Mishpat he brings from someone, he says there's not even a Chiyuv Lotzis Yidei Shamayim. There's no Chiyuv Lotzis Yidei Shamayim with such a damage because we don't see anywhere. Grama, we say it's Pater B'nei Adon, Chiyuv Lotzis Yidei Shamayim to pay anyway. But this, you're an honest. You have no way of knowing that your pipe was leaking. You have no way of knowing your tree's going to fall down and hit the person's windshield. You're an honest, even if, and it could be even if it's an honest gomer, and you're completely parted. So that is nothing to talk about. You see, in the brackets, I have a little bit to talk about, kind of. It's if Isha Mishum Chitzov, so then there's a Shaila whether it's Adam Hamazik, or Adam is high for honest, but. So that's going to be the second half of the shiur. The first half of the shiur takes 5 minutes. The second half is going to be a little bit more complicated. And that's the case where it's not an onus. If it's not an onus, you knew that it was leaking, right? They brought you downstairs and they said, look, there's a stain in my thing that's right underneath your pipe. And you say, okay, I'll take care of it. And meantime, you go on a trip and you come back 2 weeks later because you didn't have time and it caused real damage. Right, what's the halacha then? That's the bulk of his tshuva. Right, what's the halacha then? If you know that your pipe is leaking and you neglected to fix it in time, where you said, it could be a lumdus, you say, well, it's like someone said, that's only a grama, my water hit the ceiling and the ceiling then spreads out, and you know, maybe I'm not even hyped to do it, you have a lumdus, but you're negligent, you don't fix it. So what's the halacha then? If your water damages someone and you don't fix it, here's a question: your money damaged and you could have, should have stopped it, right? Your chayiv, your money damaged, you could have stopped it. You knew it was damaging and you didn't do anything. So you're chayav to pay. So that should also be pretty easy. Except it's not so simple, because that's where we get into it. What type of hezek is it? What type of hezek is this over here? We know there's a rule, right? Arba avos nezikin, you remember from the old days, arba avos nezikin, and there's a rule that two of the avos we'll deal with tonight is Eish and Bar. Right? Eish, chay for everything except tamun, if things are hidden, so Eish is pater. For Bar, there's a rule, I have on the first side of the handout, the pasuk says, Shar o chamar, and the drasha is, Shar v'lo adam, a bar is chayiv for Shar, and not for an adam, chamar v'lo kalim, and it's chayiv for animal, for damaging an animal, but not for kalim. Right? If you have a bar, if you have a pit that damages someone, you're not, well, if it kills someone, you're not chayiv. If it damages someone, you are chayiv. But for kalim, you're potter. If a utensil falls into your pit, you're potter from paying. That's a drasha. Chamar velo kalim. That's a special din by bar. And the Achronim say it's the same thing. It's potter for karka too. It's all even potter for if your bar damages someone's karka, it's potter. So if for some reason we can say that this water is not Eish and this water is Bar, so then we would say, okay, well, let's see what got damaged over here. If it's the utensils that got damaged, Bar v'lo Kalim. If it's the wall that got Kalim, it's Lokarka. So you only be Chayiv if it, you know, ruined the goldfish or something. It's, if it ruined animals, but it wouldn't be Chayiv for Kalim. Right, so that's going to be the topic of the shiur tonight. When your water goes and damages, what is the hezek? And you knew about it. If you don't know about it, once again, that's an anus. But if you knew about it, what's the hezek? Is the hezek Eish? Or is the hezek Bar? Like, why should it be Eish? Why should it be Bar? What's it depend on? So there's they make a mishpat, but he concludes simply that it is, that the mayim is like Eish. Right? That's what he says. It's like Eish. Because what's Eish? Eish is, you have a fire, and it spreads. It doesn't stay in one place, it spreads. So same thing over here, the water spreads and damages. A bar stays in one place.
Yeah, but except the fire grows.
The fire grows, right.
The water doesn't grow.
Water doesn't grow, good.
Water. I mean...
And it's also new water. It's not... That water changing. It's, you have a new mazik now.
It's fire, new fire?
No, it's the same fire. It's spreading. Right? It's just finding new fuel, and it's that fire spread. If Eish is Mishum Mamono, this is my property that is being mazik, and that's all. It's finished. With the water, it's like constant, it's different water coming down each time. Each water is separate water. It's not spreading. But who says it has to spread? Let's see some Makaris from Gemaris. He says it's Pasha that it's Eish. And I'd like to discuss that, whether we want to agree with him all the way. So just the first Gemara to keep in mind, we did speak about this Gemara a couple of years ago. And that's the second thing on the handout on the first page. There's a halacha that if you put a stone, a knife, or some other burden on top of a roof, and a wind, a ruach metzuya, a normal wind, blows it off the roof, and it damages something on the ground. So the Gemara says it depends. It depends, the Gemara Baba Kama says it depends when it damaged. If it damages on the way down, so then it's chayiv because of Eish. If it landed and then someone tripped over it, then it's called Bar. Right? That's a machlokus in the Gemara. The chiluk that the Gemara makes, whether it's because of Eish or because of Bar. So, what's the pshat? Why is it that the Evan is considered an Eish and when it's falling? Right? We're going to be talking in case when it's falling. So Pasha, the Gemara says, is because just like by Eish, there's Koach Acham Urobo. There's another force that's holding your property, that fire. Umamonach, it's your property, Ushmi Rosalach, and your Chayiv to watch it. So Haninami, these things also that you put on top of the roof, they're your property. There's another force, the wind blows it off, which means Rasa Alecha, and you're chayiv to watch it. So the Gemara says simply, And this everyone agrees with, that if your stone, your knife, was you put on the roof, and a ruach mitzvah could blow it off, and you left it there anyway, and it did blow off, so then the halacha is that you're chayev mishum eish. And therefore, even if it lands on a car, or some other type of keli, you'll still be chayev. But that's a pashut gemara. So we're going to say, is there a case of water like that? Right? That's where we're heading. But before we get to the water, I want to bring up another case. It's an interesting exchange. Last week we spoke out this Rav Grossman, who wrote in one of his Divrei Mishpat. This week we're going to speak out his Sefer Mishkanos Yisrael. In the Hagdama he has a Shaila, which he writes a tshuva with, which he wrote to the Stipler. And the Stipler answered back and disagreed with his psak. So what's his Shaila? This was written 40 years ago. This was a Maisa Shahaya, the Mishkanos Yisrael, Rav Grossman, that an electrician came in to fix something in the house. He climbed up a ladder to fix something. He went down the ladder to go somewhere else in the house, and he left his wrench on a step of the ladder, balancing, and it stayed there for 15 minutes, he said, a quarter of an hour it stayed there, and then it lost its balance and fell down and broke an expensive lamp. So is the electrician chayiv to pay for the lamp? The shaila being, certainly we're assumed that he didn't put it in a good place, right? It fell off. It's like, you know, when you balance your sitter on the chair. So it'll last for a little while, but it's going to fall off. So he balanced his wrench over there on the step. But what? So he's chayiv. But what's the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv because of eish, or is the chiyuv bar? If the chiyuv is eish, like the case of the stone on top of the roof, so then he'll be chayiv for the lamp, because eish is chayiv for kalim. If the chiyuv we can show is because of only bar, so then he'll be pater on the lamp, because the lamp is a keli, and bar is pater on kalim.
Make a difference whether the wrench hit after a bounce?
No, let's assume it hit on the way down. Right? Why should it be bar? Should it simply be H. Why is it different than the knife on top of the roof and it falls down? Right? It should be the same. No? Why? Should be the same. He says it's not the same. And to introduce that, we have to see this other Gemara. It's a moving bar. So you're saying it should be bar, not age. Bars don't move. Bars don't move, right. Okay, so there's a Gemara like this. The Mishnah Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yizayin on the day, says, HaKosel V'Ha'ilon She'Naflu L'Rishus HaRabim V'Yiziku. If you have a wall or a tree that fell into the street and damaged, Pater Milosham L'Yapater, like we said before, you have no reason to think your wall's going to fall down, your tree's going to fall down. And it went, even though it went in damage, you're not responsible. It's an honest, you're not chayy for that. Nasna lezman lakut esa ilan. But if the bezin went around and they say, hey, this wall is dangerous, it's shaky, or they see the tree, the inspectors come and see that the tree is dangerous, and they give you time. Pasha, it is 30 days, if it's going to last 30 days. They give you time to cut it down. So then it depends. If it was nachla b'sochazman, if it fell within the time they gave you a 30-day limit, and it fell within the 30 days, you're pater also, because you weren't chayiv yet. But if they gave you 30 days, and it fell after the 30 days, so it's like you were a pesheya, so then you're chayiv to pay. Right? That's the Gemara, that's the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Now, what is the chiyuv? The tree, the wall fell down, and let's say it damaged something on the way down. So Tosus in Bava Metzia has in Bava Kama, Bava Beis has a shaila, whether it's chayiv because of bar or eish, and the Rush says that it's certainly chayiv because of bar and not eish. And that is, the Sma brings it down, lahalacha, Shisma and Simon Tuf Tezayin, where this halacha is brought, brings from the Rush, lahalacha, from the Tur, that when a wall or a tree falls down, it's chayiv as bar and not as eish, even when it damaged on the way down. Right? How can that be? Well, you're saying all along that bar stays in its place and eish moves. So the Rush says, the Svara is, right? What's the Svara? Why is this not like a typical eish? What's the difference between the knife falling off the roof and damaging, and the wall falling down and damaging something on the way down.
A floor is an item
that could be mazik. Okay, excellent. That's the way the Rosh says it, and the way Rabbi Sir Zalman understands it. Right, it's on the handout here. You didn't have a chance to read it. I'm sure it's your mechavan to it. Right, he says let's just take it the other way. He says, why is the knife chayiv as esh? Why is it like a fire? Because a fire has the wind blowing it, making it damage. So the same thing, the knife has the wind blowing it off the roof, turning it into a mazik. But the wall doesn't have anything blow it. Nothing's blowing the wall down. The wall is just intrinsically weak. And the way Bruce is saying, that makes it like more like a bar also. It's like it's a pitfall. It itself is the mazik. It doesn't need something else to be mazik. The wall or the tree itself, which has a weak foundation, that is what's mazik. It doesn't need the wind to blow it. That's the Rosh's lashon. The knife, the stone, the burden on top of the roof become an eish when another koach, the wind blows it off. But the wall and the tree, that was its own weakness that made it fall. I quote the Sma that says, like this halacha, that the wall and the tree falling down is a bar and it's not eish. Therefore, the big nafkamina is that if it breaks kalim, you're pater, even though you were negligent and did not take it away in time. That's what the Rosh says, that's brought la halacha. So based on that, the Mishkan of Yisrael wants to say the same thing's going to be with this wrench. Right? The wind didn't blow the wrench off, it's inside the house. It's just, the wrench was put in a precarious situation, like the wall's weak, so the wrench fell down on its own. So the wrench is a bar, and therefore the person will be putter, the electrician should be putter to pay for the lamp.
It's a combination of the wrench and the position of the wrench.
Right, so the striker was going to say that. But the way he's looking at it is the wrench is like a tree. Just like the tree, the roots are weak and that makes it fall. Here also, nothing blew it. It just fell on its own after 15 minutes. But the Mishkan that you saw doesn't end that way. He brings another halacha, which is the last thing on the first side of the handout, a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, passing from the Rosh. The Rosh has a case like this in the Tshuvas. He had such a case that Reuven rented a house from Shimon, and Reuven put wheat there, and he was allowed to because there was a storehouse and you could put wheat there. However, he kept it there longer than normal, and because it stayed there a long time, it weakened the walls, and the walls fell down, damaged the floor below, and made like a domino and a few other apartments with it. And the Rosh says, if it was clear that the wheat was damaging, right? It wasn't an onus. If it was clear that the wheat was damaging, they could see already that there were marks in the wall, and he ignored that and just left it there, he's a poshea and he's chayiv to pay. Right, so all the achronim ask, how is that different than the wall and the tree that fell down? The wall and the tree that fell down, we said that's only bar, that's not esh, it's only bar and it's pater for a kelim. Here the Rosh is saying, and the Rosh himself said that, here the Rosh is saying that if you put wheat on top in the apartment and the wheat weakens the walls and makes them crash, that's called, the way the Chazon Ish understands the Rosh, that's called esh. He's chai for anything, and it's not a bar, it's called esh. Why should the wheat be different than the wall falling down? What's the difference between a wall falling down and damaging something on the way down, or the wheat causing the wall to fall down and damaging something?
Put the wheat there to begin with.
Right. So that's what the Mishkan Issus Yisrael says. He said, he puts in another way that you can make something into an esh. By the wall and by the tree, when you built the wall and planted the tree, you did nothing wrong. The wall wasn't a mazik, the tree wasn't a mazik, they were fine and healthy. Over the course of the years, they became a mazik. And if at that time, when you're responsible for it, you didn't take care of it, it's called a bar b'shus harabim when it falls, even on the way down. But over here, putting wheat in a way which wheat damages it's the weight of it. The weight, this weight will damage immediately. It's a masik over there, and you know that if you keep there for a certain amount of time, it's going to damage. So the wheat is considered a masik. You put something there in a way that's a masik, and that makes it called eish. So the Mishkan Yisrael concludes that there's two ways you can make something eish. Either it could be like the thing up there on top of the roof, the stones, the knife on top. So then with the ruach mitzuya takes it off, a koach acher, that certainly is eish. That's pashut from the Gemara. But another way is that if you put something that's a mazik, you put a mazik in place, that will eventually damage on its own without having to do anything. It's just going to, that weight's going to ruin the walls. That also is chayiv because of eish. So because of that, he concludes at the he pulls this one out at the last minute and says that the wrench is like the wheat, because when you put the wrench there precariously on the step of the ladder, you're placing a mazik. You're placing a mazik in position. So placing a mazik in position is chayiv because of eish, and therefore he says the electrician will be chayiv for the lamp. It's no longer a bar. Okay, that clear? It's a mazik, just like a fire. The fire right now is not a mazik, but all it has to do is spread and it will be mazik. So this thing also right here on leaning on the edge is a mazik. When it falls a quarter of an hour later, it was because you put it there, and that's called eish. It's a big chiddush. The stipler doesn't like any of this. The stipler has a whole, because he says, I'm not saying halacha, because he usually doesn't write shuvas halacha. If you look in the Kilas Yaakov in Bava Kama, he says, I once wrote somewhere about this issue. He doesn't say where, but this is where it is. It's from this Mishkan Es Yisrael, and he adds a few things because he wrote the Kilas Yaakov later than this shuva. So he has a different way of looking at these three halachas. Right? We're talking about the eben on top of the roof, the wall falling down, and the wheat making the walls fall down. He says it depends which direction it moves. He says anything that goes horizontally, right? There's a force with a horizontal vector. Anything that goes in that direction is called eish. Anything that just falls as gravity, that's bar. That's the way he answers all these cases. So the case of the stone and the knife on top of the roof, it won't damage until it goes this way. The wind blows it this way. He's saying when the Gemara says koach acher, it doesn't have to be another koach. It means that there has to be a koach. There has to be some force other than gravity making the hesed. So if it's on the roof, gravity is just going to keep it on the roof. But when the wind blows it that way, horizontally, so then that's a force. That turns it into eish. Well, that's not through gravity. That's because it's catching on. And it will go up just as well as down. What? No, so he means if it's fire, we know fire is different. He's talking about the things which are the toldos of fire. We're talking about things falling down. In the case of the wall falling down, there's no force. It just fell. And even if it goes like this, it's just gravity making it fall. Nothing, the wind didn't blow it. It just crumbled from its weight. That's called bar. Right? That's what the stipler says. That's called bar. And the case of the wheat, the way the stipler understands the rush, he says, what happened with the wheat? The wheat, I don't understand it exactly how it works. But what he's saying is the wheat must have been packed in so, or was leaning against the wall, and the wheat damaged the wall by pushing out. And that's what weakened the walls. And so there also you have a force going out, and that's why he says, according to the rush, that would be H. Now, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It seems to me like they're arguing in the Metzias. It seems to me like the Mishkan Es Yisrael is learning, and that's why I would understand it, that the wheat, just the weight of it, pulled the walls down. Underneath it. But I think the lesson of the rush is that the walls on the top floor got broken first, so he's saying that it was leaning against it, and somehow that pushes it out, and that makes it into eish. So therefore he says by the wrench just went straight down. So the Mishnah, as you saw, said it's ace because you put a mazik in place. The stipler says, no, that wrench is just going straight down. There's no sideways motion, so it would just be bar, not ash, and the person will be putter. The electrician will be putter for breaking the lamp. But then he concludes that he doesn't understand the whole thing. What do you mean that it just falls down? It doesn't just fall down. Either you put it in a way where, you know, someone walking by could brush aside and knock it, or you put it in a way that it's that's going to fall on its own. So he says you're probably chayiv as a mazik because you put it in, as if, depends how it happened. If it fell down on you, like when you lean your sitter, so you know that that's not going to last. So then you're chayiv as a mazik, as eish, not as bar. And if someone else, if it was on the step well and someone knocked it off, so then the person who knocked it off is going to be chayiv and you're not. So he seems to say that the whole thing's theoretical. So what we're left with at this point, before we get back to our water damage, is we have two ways of defining the difference between eish and bar. According to the stipler, it's very easy. According to the stipler, any damage that goes straight down is only bar. It's only eish if there's some force that's pushing it, a koach acher, a koach is pushing it sideways. That turns it into eish. According to the Mishkan as Yisrael, that has nothing to do with it. It's eish if either a wind or some other koach blows it to cause the damage, or if it's the hezek is in place when you put it there. That those two ways make into eish, otherwise it's bar. Now once we have that clear, what's the water like? Now the way I understand water, I think there's two different ways the water could happen. An easy way that there could be water damage is that you have a leak in a pipe and it keeps on dripping, it accumulates on your floor, and then eventually it finds a hole, a crack to get in to the floor downstairs, and if it keeps on coming, it'll eventually start dripping and causing water damage. So as long as the water is in your house, you know, on the top floor, that's your moment. That's your water. And at that time, it's not a mazik. At that time, it's in your house. It didn't cause any damage yet. What's causing it to damage when it goes down? It seems to me that it's just gravity. Right? Your water is standing there. It's your water, nice water that you could use, and it just fell out. And it's the gravity that pushed it down. But the wrench had motion pushed it off. You're talking to someone knocked it off as he's walking down. You put it in a way where so you're putting your water in a place where it will certainly end up damaging. So even though it's just damaging through gravity. Right, so yeah, I hear what you're saying. That makes sense. Right, that I should have said in the beginning. I wasn't sure at the end how the water is going to work out with the water, but I thought we'd work it out together. So the way the stipler ended, he first wanted to say that anything going down with gravity is bar, but then he said, well, if you put the wrench in a precarious way, so then you're responsible for that. You put it in a bad way, that's eish. So same thing, even though first wanted to say maybe the water is just damaging by going straight down, but if you decide to put your water on the floor and leave it there, a puddle, so you're leaving it in a way where it's going to be mazik. Right? So even according to the stipler, it could be that it will be eish, and you'd be chayiv for damage to kelim and to karka. And this part I thought was pashut. According to the Mishkan of Yisrael, so for sure it'd be eish, because he holds the definition of eish. Right, one definition is the wind has to blow it. No wind blew it over here. But the other definition, he said, is he said you're chayiv for the wrench because you put putting your wrench there is like a mazik. The wrench on the ladder is a mazik. The knife on the roof is a mazik. You put it in a way, it's a mazik. So your water sitting there on your floor is a mazik. And you put it there. You left it there. You didn't have to put it there. But you knew it was there and you left it there. So that mazik is called eish and not bar. It would only be called bar if it's like the wall when I built it, the wall was fine, and the wall ends up crumbling on itself. Right, the water, you know, so when I let the water in, it was fine. But as soon as it lands on my floor, which I know it's doing, even though I might not see it, but I know that it's, I see there's damage going on. So I can say, well, when I let the water out, it was fine. When I let the water out, I know that it's there in a way that it's going to damage. So therefore, I think we'll conclude, in agreement with the Emek HaMishpat, who said in the beginning, it's simple that it's closer to Eish than it is to Bar because it moves, but I think we needed to take this, he says, to look into the case of Kosel and Elon. I think we needed to take that detour just to understand clearly, and now we'll know the halachas of Bench also, and to know more clearly the chiluk between when things are called Bar, when it's called Eish, and the big difference between them, whether you'll be Chayiv on Kalim. Just one last thing, I don't know if I mentioned in the beginning, that he says that if you were renting it out, how about if you're renting it out and you lost your rent because of that? So he says, that's just a grama, and you're potter for that. Right? If I own the bottom floor and I rent it out, and because the water is there, I can't rent it out, so that's called a grama, and he brings a raya from the halacha is, if you lock the door of someone's house so he can't rent it out, he have a store, you lock it so you can't have customers, that's called a grama. You're causing him not to be able to get his profit. That's a grama, and it's potter bidei Adam and chai bidei Shemayim.